there.
Hello.
My name is Oscar from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a statewide poll in Virginia. Are you registered to vote in Virginia?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden's job performance as president?
Approve.
Approve? Okay, thank you, ma'am. Let's try to move
as fast
as we can.
No. I said
disapprove.
Disapprove.
Oh, disapprove. I misheard you. Sorry about
yes,
that, ma'am.
Definitely disapprove.
Okay, do you approve or disapprove of Glenn Youngkin's job performance as governor?
Approve. I approve of Glenn Youngkin.
Okay, thank you, Youngkin. Would you say that things in the country are on the right track or the wrong track?
No, the wrong track.
Wrong track. And would you say that things in Virginia are on the right track or the wrong track?
We have started to move in the right direction.
Right track, okay. Politically, do you feel Virginia is primarily a southern state or not?
That's a hard question because I feel like we're changing, but I'm going to say not.
Not. Okay, very well. It's your opinion that matters, ma'am. How would you rate Virginia's public school system? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Poor. Okay. And how would you rate, thinking only about your local public school system, how would you rate it? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
Poor.
Poor, okay. Would you say that things in your local K-12 education are generally on the right track or the wrong track?
Can you repeat that one?
Yeah, would you say that things in your local kindergarten to 12th grade education are generally on the right track or the wrong track?
The wrong track.
Wrong track, okay. And Virginia is considering legislation creating education success accounts, giving to parents a portion of state funding used to educate a public school child for use on education costs such as tuition, testing, fees, and books if that child is not in the public school. How much have you seen or read about this bill?
Are we talking about school choice?
It's an initiative. It's called Education Success Accounts. We give parents a portion of state funding.
I don't know anything about that. I don't know anything
okay,
about
so
that.
Okay, so nothing at all?
No.
Nothing at all then? Okay, very well.
Correct.
Let's move on. Supporters say that it will give parents more choice when it comes to their children's education, while opponents say it will take away the state money that should be spent on public schools. Would you support or oppose this legislation?
I support school choice.
Okay, very well. Given what you know now, would you be more or less likely to vote for a legislature who supports education success accounts? Would you be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to support a legislature?
I don't know anything about it, so I can't answer that one.
Okay, very well. Do you feel that all Virginia kids should or should not be able to attend public school they are not zoned for?
I feel like they should have choice. They should have the
choice.
They
should. Okay,
yeah.
Very well. Do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to the best public schools, regardless of race, gender, or income?
Yes, absolutely. They should.
They should. Okay. Do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to any available public school courses they choose to attend?
They should, yes.
They should. Thank you, ma'am. Moving on fast. In 2020, the Virginia General Assembly legalized the growth, possession, and consumption of marijuana, but it failed to create a regulated market for the sale of it. Since this time, Virginia has seen a proliferation of the marijuana black market, drug crime, and other public safety and health issues. Given this, would you support or oppose a bill that would create a legal regulated market for the sale of marijuana, where all products are tested, all retailers are licensed, and tax dollars are used to invest in public education and law enforcement? Would you support such a bill or oppose it?
Oppose.
Oppose. Thank you. Okay, if Virginia does create a legal market to regulate, test, and tax the sale of marijuana, do you believe licensure priority and other preferences should or should not be given to Virginia hemp farmers?
Preference should be given to the Virginia farmers.
They should, right? Okay,
yes.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose allowing biological males who self-identify as female to compete on girls' high school athletic teams in Virginia? Do you support
or oppose?
Okay. And do you support or oppose requiring schools to notify parents if their child is self-identifying as a gender different than his or her biological sex?
We keep breaking out. I'm sorry. I didn't hear the whole question.
Yeah. Do you support or oppose requiring schools to notify parents if their child is self-identifying as a gender different than his or her biological sex? Do you support or oppose that?
Support.
Support. Thank you, ma'am. Almost there. Do you support or oppose amending the state's constitution to add language making clear that parents have the fundamental rights to make decisions that direct the health, education, and upbringing of their children? Do you support or oppose that such legislation?
Support.
Thank you, ma'am. Do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor's child's preferred sexual orientation or gender identity?
Okay.
Do you support or oppose? Oppose. Thank you, ma'am. I'd like to ask you some questions about mental health care in Virginia. I would like to start by asking your opinion about the availability of mental health care or substance abuse treatment services in your community. Do you think that access to care in my community is good, or there is a moderate access to care in my community, or access to care in my community is inadequate?
I really don't know much about that, so I'm just going to assume that it's adequate.
Adequate. The moderate access to care in my community or access to care in my community is inadequate? Which one?
Adequate.
I don't have that choice. The choices I have, access to care in my community is good. There is a moderate access to care in my community, or access to care in my community is inadequate.
Oh, apologies. It's good.
Good. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for your patience. Almost there. Right now, the Virginia General Assembly is considering plans to strengthen the state behavioral health care system. In your view, should that work be a high priority, a medium priority, a low priority, or it's not a priority?
Low priority.
High priority? Okay.
Low.
Oh, let me see. Low priority, okay.
Low priority. We have other things to worry about.
All right, I hear you. One idea that has been offered is a state budget proposal to invest $230 million in new funding to expand and improve access to behavioral health care and substance abuse treatment across Virginia. Do you support or oppose this concept?
Oppose.
Oppose? That would be somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly oppose.
Strongly oppose, okay. I'd like to hear your opinion about some specific aspects of this plan. The plan includes $20 million to fund more than 30 new mobile crisis teams to respond to calls to Virginia 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline to provide urgent help to people in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
Less likely.
Less likely. Okay, let's move on. It includes $9 million to support mental health patient transportation to relieve the burden on police officers who often have to help transport their patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
More likely, okay. The plan has $15 million to expand mental health services for school-age students in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
More likely. Thank you, ma'am. It includes $58 million to increase the fund. Let me repeat that. It includes $58 million to increase and fund the number of crisis receiving centers and crisis stabilization units across Virginia. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
What types of centers?
Okay. It includes $58 million to increase and fund the number of crisis receiving centers in crisis stabilization units across Virginia. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
Less likely.
Less likely. Thank you, ma'am. Almost there. Thank you for your patience. The plan includes $50 million in funding to combat the opioid crisis and support programming to reduce fentanyl poisoning among young people. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
Less likely.
Less likely. Thank you. It also includes funding to strengthen the behavioral health workforce, expand telehealth services to serve more patients, and provide same-day services to patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
Less likely.
Less likely, thank you. Having heard more details of the plan to invest $230 million of new funding into mental health and substance use services in Virginia, please tell me whether you would now support or oppose it.
Oppose.
Strongly oppose or somewhat oppose, ma'am?
Strongly oppose.
Strongly oppose, thank you. Virginia public employees have the First Amendment right to choose whether or not to join and pay a union. Do you feel that public employers should or should not be required to inform employees of that right?
Should not.
They should not? Okay. Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to get permission from an employee before providing the employee's personal information?
Can you repeat that?
Sure. Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to get permission from an employee before providing the employee's personal information?
Oh, should, yes.
They should, right? Okay. Unions have been able to negotiate contracts for public employees with less than one-fifth of the workers voting for the union. Before a union is given the ability to represent all public employees, do you think it should or should not have to gain a minimum percentage of support in an election?
I don't understand the question.
Okay. It says unions have been able to negotiate contracts for public employees with less than one-fifth of the workers voting for the union. Before a union is given the ability to represent all public employees, do you think it should or should not have to gain a minimum percentage of support in an election?
Should.
They should.
Should.
Okay, thank you. Almost there. Once a union is formed, it can be in place for generations. Do you feel public employees should or should not have the right to have a periodic vote to keep the union at their workplace, remove it, or select a new union?
Should.
They should. Thank you, ma'am. In 2021, a law was passed linking Virginia auto emission standards to those decided by the California Air Resources Board. By 2026, 35% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. By 2035, 100% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. Do you support or oppose repealing this law?
Support.
Support, thank you. Federal tax brackets and deductions are indexed for inflation so that taxpayers aren't penalized as inflation moves their incomes higher. Virginia does not do this. Do you feel Virginia should or should not index the state tax brackets and deductions for inflation?
I guess they should. Should.
They should, okay. Let's move on. Almost there. I'm almost done. Thank you for your patience. In terms of your political party affiliation, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent?
Republican.
Yeah, you told me Republican, so we're entering here. And what is your age, please, for statistical purposes?
We broke out again. Can you repeat it?
Sure. For statistical purposes, what is your age?
40.
40, so it's between 35 and 49, okay. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White or Caucasian, Black or African-American?
White.
Thank you. And do you have a child that is currently enrolled in public schools, or public or private school from kindergarten to 12th grade?
Yes.
Yes, you do. In terms of your gender, Do you consider yourself male, female, or other? Thank you, ma'am. You helped me. This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation, ma'am. Very kind of you. And sorry about the issues with this, you know, audio. Have a good day.
Oh, that's okay. You too. Bye.